the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The mic's not working. It should be, but I'll talk loud. So, my pack's on. What a great day to be in God's house. Dave, Heather, Chris, family and friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, even today, it is still a great day to be in God's house. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Even on this very hard day of bidding farewell for a time to wife, mother, grandmother, friend, teacher, spiritual guide, it is still a great day to be in God's house because for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. To live is Christ. Kathy lived this out every day of her life. To die is gain. Kathy now knows the peace and joy of being in the presence of the Lord, waiting for the day of resurrection when he will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. For us, today is difficult. Death hurts for those left behind, and Kathy leaves a huge hole in our lives. That hole began growing over these last few years as the dementia slowly robbed us of the Kathy that we knew and loved. And now she's gone from us, and we certainly grieve. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. Kathy was faithful, living in his fallen, sinful world as someone who was by nature sinful and unclean. Kathy was a great example of living for Christ. Kathy was a faithful wife and mother. She lived to serve Dave and the girls. Kathy loved her grandchildren. Even as she degraded cognitively, her love for Noah and Micah and Addison shined through the fog. During her decades here at Emmanuel, Kathy was an abundantly faithful servant of the church. She dedicated her life to serving the children of this congregation, our school, and the community. Oftentimes you'll hear people talking about children and say, the children are the future of the church. Well, Kathy didn't believe that. She believed that the children are the church right now. And she was passionate about engaging children in so many ways. Kathy taught Sunday school. She gave the children's message during worship. She headed up youth groups. She led countless youth retreats and servant events. She was the force behind our free festival of grace and our Easter egg hunt. Kathy made banners for the church and was always willing to help with whatever needed to be done. I have not known another person more dedicated to the children of the church. And I could go on and on about all the great things that Kathy did, but I remember she told me once after the funeral of a young man that I should not talk so much about the person, but rather keep the focus on Jesus. However, if Lutherans beatified saints, I would put Kathy up for sainthood. And yet for all of Kathy's service to the Lord here at Emmanuel, Kathy knew that none of it helped save her from her sins. Her service did not earn her favor with God. You see, there's really no way I could nominate Kathy for sainthood because Kathy was made a saint on May the 12th, 1957, in the waters of baptism at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Shelbyville, Illinois. In baptism, Jesus' righteousness, purity and holiness was given to baby Kathy, and she became Saint Catherine. And Kathy's strength and dedication flowed from knowing that she is indeed a poor, miserable sinner who has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus poured out for her on the cross at Calvary. On that cruel cross, Jesus paid for the sins of the world. By his resurrection from the dead, Jesus conquered death forever. Jesus died for all people. Jesus died for Kathy. Jesus died for you. This is such amazing good news. This is the good news that Kathy shared abundantly with her children and grandchildren and the children of Emmanuel and others in her life. To live is Christ. As a baptized follower of Jesus, you are a little Christ, a Christian. To live is Christ. You live in this crazy world where the deceitfulness of wealth and the busyness of life are always threatening to choke out your desire and ability to live for Christ. The world drains you of faith and obedience. And yet, despite living in this same sinful world, Kathy seemed to be the Energizer Bunny. She could keep going and going. Kathy was fed and nourished by continuing to hear the good news that her sins are forgiven and to receive into her body the body and blood of Jesus for the forgiveness of sins. Kathy loved to be here in God's house for the divine service. To begin each children's message, she would remind the kids what a great day it is to be in God's house. Kathy was energized by the depth of meaning in the hymns of the church and by the historic liturgies passed down to us from faithful followers of Jesus who have gone before. And week after week, Kathy would kneel next to Dave and the girls right here at the altar, and later just Dave, and receive the body and blood of Jesus in, with, and under the wafer of bread and the sip of wine. Kathy would hold the wafer in front of her for a moment and ponder this great gift. She'd trace the cross imprint with her thumb on the wafer before receiving Christ into her own body. Kathy received Christ. To live is Christ. Some folks say that prioritizing life is like trying to fill a jar with big rocks, small rocks, and sand. Big rocks are the most important, vital things of life. The small rocks are less important things, and the sand is the unimportant things of life. Sadly, so many people fill their jars with sand first, and then the little rocks, and then they find they have no room for the big rocks. The unimportant things of life crowd out the vital things of life. Kathy was good at putting the big rocks in first. Faith in God, love of family, service to the children and youth of the church, these all came first. The less important things came next, and the unimportant things might fill in whatever space remained or just be left out. So many of you learned about Jesus' love from Kathy over the years. Kathy's legacy is now lived out in your lives. Learn from Kathy one more time. Put the important things first. Know that Jesus died for you. He has redeemed you and in the waters of baptism made you a saint. This is the most important thing in your life. Abide in Christ. Come to the divine service to receive the Lord's gifts. Do not let the busyness of life and the deceitfulness of wealth fill your jar with unimportant things so there's no room for Jesus. Learn from Kathy and bring the good news of Jesus to others in whatever is your situation. Love God. Love your neighbor. Love your family. Put the important things first. And the rest will take care of itself. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. As a forgiven sinner, Kathy lived for Christ. Now in death, she is better off. She is at peace with the Lord, awaiting the last day. And so today we don't say goodbye, but rather see you later. And we look forward in hope to the day when Kathy will rise from the dead and clothed in the white robe of Jesus' righteousness. She and all the saints will go marching into the heavenly city of New Jerusalem. And on that day, we will say again, what a great day to be in God's house. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise for prayers.